Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All this talk about the upcoming NFL season and contracts and everything like that leads me to a man who you've known for years. You know his name, Andrew Brandt. He is a legal expert in the field like no other. You can follow his podcast, which is really an interesting listen, at Podcast One, The Business of Sports with Andrew Brandt, which is also where you can find the big podcast with Shaq. So you can hear me and Shaq every week. And Andrew Brandt joins me. We renew acquaintances here on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, Andrew. How are you, buddy?
Always good to be with you, my friend.
How is everything in suburban Philly? Are you vacationing or are you home?
I'm home now, just getting ready to do a bike ride, doing my, I'm in triathlon season, so it's my training time, of course.
And you got, you're biking, you're swimming, you're running. Mm-hmm. You're making everybody else feel inadequate. I just want you to know that.
My world, even when I was an agent, when I was a team executive, it's busier in the off season. And same with sort of analyzing the business of football as I do now. It's, you know, these contracts, the rubbernecking we did on the NBA contracts always leads to discussion about NFL contracts. So it's always an issue when it comes to the NFL. It's never an off season.
Isn't it easy for a guy like Richard Sherman to tell the next generation of NFL players, you're going to have to strike? You're going to have to consider a strike to get what you want when guys have already gotten paid?
Yeah, I think, you know, the problem with sports unions in general is that you have such divergent interests. You have interests of the top guys, you know, getting free agency, getting big-time contracts, guarantees, percentages of cap. And then there's the rank and file that's concerned about minimum salaries, and they're concerned about health benefits and pension and what's going to be our injury protection. And these people have to negotiate a contract for the collective good. And you mentioned sort of the incoming players. There's no question the rookies got sacrificed in the last CBA, but they had no voice. You know, the owners thought they made too much. Veteran players negotiating the deal thought they made too much. So the sacrifice was made. Could happen again. I think, first of all, John, we're a long way from that. I think there's been a lot of talk about the next CBA. It happens every time there's some kind of action, like NBA contracts or, you know, the lack of guarantees. We're a long way from that, and hopefully there can be negotiations that forestall anything like that, where the NFLPA can make some gains without having to resort to Armageddon.
Now, talk about, you know, this off season, and you come to a point where these teams are looking at training camp opening up in 2 weeks. What is an NFL general manager or a front office doing now? Are they already scouring other rosters, saying this guy could get cut? So we need to have him on our radar because he might be better than the fifth cornerback we've got on the roster?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's playing the advanced scouting game starting now, where you're going to see all these team scouts go to these meaningless preseason games that no one watches except these guys in the last, you know, two quarters of the game. They're looking, is their fifth cornerback better than ours? Is their fifth safety better than ours? Is their sixth receiver better than ours? That's a lot of what's going on. You know, I was around the front office a lot with the Packers in my time when all the scouts were on vacation and the coaches. And, you know, the other side of this time of year, John, is when you don't want to get that phone call from the unrecognizable area code, like, oh, my God, what happened? Because, in fairness, you talked about you're going to Vegas. I mean,
right.
This is the time. These next 10 days are that time you worry about the phone call because, and I understand it, if you're 20-something years old and you know, as I say, you're going to go into a submarine for the next 6 months,
exactly.
You go after it.
And sure.
I get it. But yeah. I got the calls, and I'd say about 30% of them were from Vegas.
when you, oh no, I'm hoping I hope I'm not up front and center. Now you know this is a legal question that I'm going to ask you, and I know you probably even haven't looked at his case, or you may have. OJ gets his parole hearing this week on Thursday, and I'm going to be in Vegas for it. I said, but I'm not going to the courtroom because you're not going to pull me away from the Bellagio.
Right.
But I mean, can you imagine a parole hearing that the world is going to pay more attention to than this one?
Yeah, there's such an attraction there. I mean,
would he walk away? Would he walk away that day if the judge says that they'll grant you parole or the parole board grants him parole? Does he walk out that day? Could I be sitting Thursday night playing blackjack with OJ?
Again, not a criminal lawyer, but I think so. I mean, listen, with hours of paperwork and with hours of instructions on when he has
yes.
to see his parole board, and I think that is probably the case, and I think there will be a lot of restrictions placed on him, if that happens, of course. But, yeah, I mean, people get gripped by these trials, and, you know, OJ is kind of a time, whatever, 20 years ago that we tell our kids about. And
yes.
Here's kind of the last chapter of that whole thing.
I'm telling you this, is that following the business, did you know 15, 20 years ago that there was a career to be made in this media analysis of business? Because I love the podcast. I'm glad to be part of the podcast One Family with you.
Yeah.
And did you see this coming, or did you sort of get pulled into it?
It's interesting because we talked about my triathlons and all the things I like to do beyond football. I left the Packers, and I thought maybe there's a way to create a life that's kind of taking viewers, readers, listeners inside the game. And I never, you sort of think of the word business. I think of
yes.
the word, okay, added insight, unique perspective, sort of. I never really think of myself as media, as just sort of taking people behind the curtain. This is how it really works. This is how contracts work, free agency, teams, leagues, disputes, domestic violence, concussions, and sort of showing them that side of things. And I've been able to create that on different mediums, so I've been lucky. I never really said I want to be media, because media, sometimes you think of people covering games, you think of people at press conferences. It's never been me, but there is an opportunity for media to go way beyond that, and I think that was a void, and hopefully I've filled that and others as well.
Cowboy fans are holding their breath about Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
And that there could be a suspension coming. I don't know. Here's where I got an unsavory feeling about this. If no criminal charges are pressed against someone, why would I think that a league should step in and punish them?
Well, now you're going to the heart of our commissioner. I mean, I've called him the conduct commissioner,
okay.
because, you know, Ben Roethlisberger,
yes.
6 month investigation, the Georgia Bureau of Investigations says no charges. He got six games, reduced
right.
to four with good behavior. So, yes, this could happen. You know, this is tricky. Again, we saw with Greg Hardy, it's like, you have complaining witnesses that maybe don't show up. You have situations. But I think after Ray Rice, John, the NFL is very clear. They were chastised for underpunishment. They were chastised for softness with this same issue that Zeke Elliott is involved with. And maybe, you know, we're back to sort of, we're going to do what we want regardless of what law enforcement says. Because, you know, the backlash with Ray Rice, that's still reverberating.
Appreciate it, Andrew, that you made time for me this morning. And everybody, check out your podcast. Go to podcastone.com. You can find it and subscribe. It is a great listen. Good to talk to you again, buddy.
Always
enjoy triathlon season. Take care, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.